Pope Benedict invested 46 Metropolitan Archbishops with the pallium today in St. Peter's Basilica during the Mass for the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Chris Altieri has this report.
On this feast of Saints Peter and Paul, Pope Benedict imposed the pallium on 46 Metropolitan Archbishops as a sign of their communion with the Apostolic See during Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. The pallium is a cloth made of white wool, part of which is supplied by two lambs presented annually as a tax and then offered to the Pope. When the Pope wears his pallium, it is a symbol of the fullness of the papal office. Archbishops who wear the pallium do so as a sign of their participation in the Pope's universal mission. One of the 46 archbishops to receive the pallium this feast of Saints Peter and Paul is Archbishop Albert D'Souza of Agra in India.
I'm so glad that I'm here on the feast of St. Peter and Paul. Coming from India, I see the beauty of unity and universality of Christian faith professed and proclaimed by these two saints, Peter standing for the unity and Paul carrying the message of the Gentiles where I live. A few Catholics, but people are waiting to get the good news. As Paul preached, with that enthusiasm, we preach the gospel of Christ.
Pope Benedict also discussed the ecumenical aspect of Peter's mission in and for the Church and offered special greetings to the envoys of the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I, whose visit to Rome on the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul has become tradition. This year, the delegation was composed of the Greek Orthodox Archbishop of France, Emmanuel Adamidis, the Metropolitan of Sassima, Gennadios Limoris, and Deacon Andreas Sofianopoulos from the Patriarchal Seat of Phanar. At the end of the Mass, before the Angelus, Pope Benedict descended with Orthodox Archbishop Adamidis of France to the crypt below the high altar where the relics of St. Peter are kept. There, the Pope and the Patriarch's envoy revered the relics of the Prince of the Apostles. The Holy Father returned to ecumenical themes during remarks before the Angelus prayer with the faithful in St. Peter's Square. The Christian East and West, said Pope Benedict, are very close and can already count on an almost complete communion, as is remembered in the Second Vatican Council. Pope Benedict said, "Our encounters, visits, and the dialogue which is underway are not mere courtesy or attempts to reach compromises," said Pope Benedict, "but signs of our shared will to do all that is possible to achieve full communion." Following the Angelus, Pope Benedict greeted the pilgrim faithful in many languages, including English.
I'm happy to greet also English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present for this Angelus, including the new Metropolitan Archbishops who have received the pallium, accompanied by their relatives and friends. I also extend a cordial welcome to the delegation of the Patriarch of Constantinople, present for this joyous celebration. Let us continue to support these archbishops and sustain them with our prayers as they strive to be zealous Christian leaders after the example of the Apostles Peter and Paul. May these holy patrons help all Christians to be generous in bearing witness to the gospel. God bless you all.